Lubbock is dubbed the hub of West Texas. 80% of Texas's grapes and 25% of the country's cotton is grown here. And yes, beef is big here too. And this is why Lubbock is the home of the National Ranching Heritage Center. But Lubbock is much more than just ag. Texas Tech State University's 40,000 undergrads add a certain vibrancy to downtown nightlife. This is the home of Buddy Holly, and his legacy lives on in Lubbock's music scene. There's even a discernible Lubbock sound, acknowledged by musicians across America. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a conversation with Lubbock Mayor Dan Pope. This is the first installment of a 9-part Lubbock podcast series. We'll visit with the director of the Museum of Texas Tech. We'll stop in at Eva May's Pit Barbecue, the Silent Wings Museum showcasing the World War II glider program, the Bayer Museum of Agriculture, and much more. Dan Pope, what a pleasure to meet you, the mayor of Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, it's so great to meet you, too. I look forward to talking with you. Welcome to Lubbock, by the way.
As you know, I just got here yesterday, and it's been a real eye-opener. We were just at the Heritage Center looking at...
Yeah, Ranching Heritage Center. That's tells a lot about where we came from.
And where you still are. I understand this is still very much an alive ranching and farming place.
Yeah, West Texas is still very much agriculture-based economy. And a lot of ranching heritage and a lot of active ranches. We raise a lot of beef and grow a lot of cotton, a lot of corn, a lot of sorghum, a lot of grapes for wine. We like to talk about feeding and clothing America, food and fiber.
I was reading somewhere, I can't remember the exact stat, but it was like the second greatest place for growing cotton in America.
I think 25% of the cotton raised in the United States is raised on the high plains of Texas, so within probably a 60-mile radius of Lubbock. Yeah.
Lubbock itself, 250,000 people within the city itself?
City itself's right at 250,000. The county is a little more than 300,000. We actually draw from an area, though, more closer to 1 million people when you right. think about eastern New Mexico and parts of West Texas. The nickname is the hub of the South Plains, and it's generally because we are the hub, we're the medical hub, certainly transportation for air travel. People come here for shopping and dining and the arts and those type of things.
And you're the home of Texas Tech.
We are.
And that would seem to me to be the glue that binds this community in a lot of different ways.
It is. In fact, there's an interesting, the story of Texas Tech and Lubbock is very much intertwined. There were more than 20 West Texas communities competed in the 20s for the state university in the western part of the state. And Lubbock won that battle, and we were much smaller than a number of the communities like Amarillo and Abilene and others that wanted to have Texas Tech, or what became Texas Tech.
Was there any one tipping point that put it here?
I don't know that I really know the story well enough. My guess is a lot of maneuvering, and I would imagine that politics were very much involved. So that happened in 1923, and Lubbock and the university have grown together. Lubbock was, I think, less than 10,000 people at that point, and the university is nearly 40,000 undergrad population. The community's grown along with the university.
You have a medical center and a law school all on campus?
Yeah, so the university has a health science center, med school here, and we teach all parts of allied health here also. The health science center also has campuses in El Paso, Amarillo, Abilene, and Midland, Odessa. Texas Tech has a law school that's here also on campus. So in addition to doing a lot of undergraduate and graduate and research, you've got it all in one place. I think only Ohio State has a larger land size campus than what we have. You've probably seen it, but it's very spread out. You were there this morning when you visited the Ranching Heritage Museum. That's on Tech land in the middle of campus.
Tell us about living here. In the evening, where do you go? Live theater, music venues. There's hip and happening restaurants, which I've heard some rumors about.
There's a lot to do in Lubbock, Texas. First of all, we have a heritage of music from here. Buddy Holly is sort of our favorite son, born and raised here. Joe Ely, Mac Davis, Natalie Maines. We could go on and on. Lots of folks that grew up here that have been very successful in music. So we still have a lot of live music. It's a great thing to do. The Depot District, a little place called the Blue Light, has live music, you know, 7 days a week. You know, great music there. You have a vibrant arts scene. So whether it's our symphony orchestra or an excellent ballet troupe, civic theater, you have the whole arts offering on the campuses at Texas Tech and, for that matter, Lubbock Christian University here, also Wayland Baptist University. So we've got a lot going on, a lot of local restaurateurs. We feature everything from good old-fashioned Tex-Mex, some of the best in the world, to some chefs that put great food on the table every night. So it's a lot of diverse, local kind of places to eat.
Do you have a go-to brisket place?
I think we do some good barbecue. I would suggest you might go to The Shack. It's a relatively new place on the sort of the northwest side of town. But we've got good barbecue. We're probably not as well known for barbecue as other parts of the state. You know, we both have Central Texas ties, and we don't have any of the McKeska's kind of barbecue out here, at least in my opinion. I think if you're coming here, you want to have a steak. You want to go to Kegel's and have a ribeye or any of our restaurants and have a steak. I mean, it's often raised very close by, very fresh and prepared like a West Texan would want it.
Talk about geography and environment. Texas is so huge, and as we both know, Piney Woods in the east, and the Amistad 10,000-foot mountains, and here you are way far away from San Antonio's humidity. Right. You have altitude and pretty dry weather, and a lot of people would not know that or think that.
Yeah, so we're close to what you would call high desert, 3,200 feet above sea level. That's good news. That means we don't have that oppressive humidity that so much of the state has in the spring and the summer. Our summer evenings are very enjoyable. When the sun goes down, you're gonna find it pleasing to be outside. I think the thing that most people that don't understand Texas don't realize is that we're 350 miles west of Dallas, west and a little bit north of Dallas. We're that same distance from Austin and maybe 375 miles from San Antonio. We're 320 miles from Albuquerque. We're about the same distance from Oklahoma City. So it's big country, wide open spaces. And so when you leave here, you drive through big ranches and you drive through large farming operations and you get to drive off of the Cap Rock and see fabulous what you would think of as Western scenery. It's the kind of scenery where you really look for Comanches camping in a canyon or maybe the cavalry coming to get them or the Lone Ranger or whatever it may be. Even though the Cap Rock, where Lubbock is very flat, you don't have to go very far before you have some wonderful change in scenery, I guess you'd say.
And one more environmental thing, I was surprised to learn when I first discovered that this is the nucleus for growing of grapes in Texas. This is where it happens. Explain why.
Well, we have the climate that allows us to grow grapes. You know a lot about that, much more than I do. But the other parts of the state, it's very difficult to, because of the heat, particularly the warm evenings, make it difficult to grow grapes. So we're able to grow with our soil, and we actually produce a lot of the fruit for not only the wineries that operate in West Texas, but also the Hill Country. We have a lot of wineries downstate.
This is where they source their grapes.
Yeah, they grow very little of their own fruit. They have a few vines out there to make it look like a winery, but they buy it from West Texas or in some cases probably California too. But we do. We have the father of Texas wine was a guy named Doc McPherson who was on the faculty at Texas Tech.
It was back, what, 70s?
Yeah, and he figured out that you could grow grapes out here, and he passed away a few years ago, but his son maintains that legacy and has a McPherson winery. Actually, in downtown Lubbock, they produce a number of very good wines. They're not the only ones. We have a number of others out here, too. And if you're coming to Lubbock, you definitely want to check out our wineries. It's something worth spending your time there.
Before we go, just looping back in time for a moment, we talked a bit about ag and what happens here, but we didn't talk about that cowboy culture. And in the Wild West, it's still very much real. I think today they're starting the Cowboy Symposium.
Right. We celebrate that sort of that Western heritage with the Cowboy Symposium second weekend in September every year. So it's going on this weekend. But this is the kind of place that you can drive an hour out of town and see huge ranches. I mean, ranches that have been in operation for 125 years, that ranches that were settled when the Comanches were still out here, where you still have real live cowboys that live on the ranch and grow up on the ranch and work cattle. And the American West is pretty much alive and well in West Texas.
Oh, so it is very much vacation and a travel destination as much as for somebody on assignment or business.
Sure. We have Texas is a big state, but I think Lubbock is the seventh most visited city in the state, which is, I think, would be counterintuitive to a lot of people. But certainly the university helps us in that regard. It draws a lot of folks here. Sure. But there are many other things to do. It's got the charm of a college town. It's a vibrant economy, very affordable to live here. We joke about our traffic that if you get caught at the same traffic light twice, you need to call the cops because there's probably been a wreck in front of you. That's just not something you build into your life around here. You can get anywhere in 12 minutes.
And the other thing I was curious about was cost of living. As you know, where I am out in California, you don't even want to ask. What would a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home cost here? A nice one.
A very nice one in a nice neighborhood would cost less than $200,000.
Wow. Amazing. It's a garage in California.
That's right. There's a lot of reasons to think about Texas.
One more thing before we go, and I was reading this morning, the Overton Hotel in downtown Lubbock.
Probably the only 4-diamond in West Texas. Okay, I mean, yeah. So you don't have anything else like that in the Panhandle, very well, maybe not even in El Paso, certainly not in Abilene, Midland, Odessa, Amarillo, Wichita Falls. So it's the best property in this part of the world. It's a great place to stay.
And why is it so cool? Is it because of the university again?
I think so. It's a part of a big redevelopment effort between the university and downtown. It was done privately, which is, I think, the largest one of those done in the country. It's in an area where we have a lot of student housing and a lot of retail and several hotels now, including this flagship would be the Overton.
Wasn't there a joint private and public project in conjunction with that, a conference center or something adjacent to it? That's
right.
A neat story.
Yeah, the city and some local foundations partnered with the Overton and the developers of the Overton to add meeting space there, which gets used. You'll see the meeting space, but it gets used all the time. In fact, the Overton has been a really big, big success, and some folks went out on the limb to do it, and I think the payback has been handsome. It's been great.
Dan Pope, the mayor of Lubbock, Texas, thank you so much for spending the morning with me. This has been great.
Thanks for coming to Lubbock. We appreciate it. We're glad you guys are here.
My pleasure.
We've been visiting with Lubbock Mayor Dan Pope. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee. Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada. Kim Schneider from Michigan. Elaine Masters in San Diego. Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon. Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.